Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's honestly kind of blowing my mind right now. Smart home technology in 2026. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this because we're at such an interesting inflection point right now. The smart home space has evolved so much. And what we're seeing in 2026 is really the convergence of all these technologies that were kind of siloed before.
Okay, so when you say convergence, what do you mean? Like, are these devices finally talking to each other in a way that actually makes sense?
Exactly. That's been the big pain point for years, right? You'd buy a smart speaker, then a smart thermostat, then smart lights, and they'd all be on different ecosystems. But now in 2026, we're seeing devices that are truly interoperable. They're designed to work together seamlessly, which is creating this really cohesive living experience that people have been waiting for.
No kidding. So what are some of the actual devices that are making this happen? Like, what should people actually be looking at if they're thinking about upgrading their home?
Well, the big ones are obviously the next-gen smart hubs and displays. But what's really cool is the integration with things like advanced climate control systems, security devices, and energy management tools. And here's the thing. They're not just smart in isolation. They're learning from each other, anticipating your needs, and optimizing your home's energy usage automatically.
Oh, wow. So it's like your home is actually getting smarter over time, not just sitting there waiting for you to tell it what to do.
Yes, that's the revolution right here. These devices are using AI and machine learning to understand your patterns, your preferences, your routines. So if you always adjust the temperature to 72 degrees at 6 p.m., your system will start doing that automatically. If you leave for work at 8 a.m., your lights and security system adjust accordingly. It's convenience and connectivity working together.
That's honestly kind of amazing. And I'm guessing this is especially relevant for people in places like the Florida Gulf Coast, where you've got different seasons and weather patterns.
Absolutely. Florida homeowners are really benefiting from this because you've got the heat, the humidity, the hurricane season. Smart climate control isn't just about comfort anymore. It's about efficiency and protecting your investment. These systems can monitor humidity levels, adjust cooling patterns, and even work with your security system to lock down during severe weather.
That's really smart. No pun intended. So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking about getting into smart home tech, where would you tell them to start?
Start with a good central hub, something that can communicate with multiple device types. Then build from there based on your priorities. For most people, climate control and security are the first things that make a real difference in their daily lives. But the beautiful thing about 2026 tech is that you can add and expand as you go, and everything will work together.
I love that, because it's not like you have to commit to this massive overhaul all at once. You can dip your toes in and see what actually improves your life. David, this has been really enlightening. Thanks so much for breaking down what's actually happening in smart homes right now.
Thanks for having me. It's such an exciting time for real estate and home technology. People are really starting to understand that a smart home isn't a luxury anymore. It's becoming a necessity for convenience, efficiency, and peace of mind.